Maseches Avos has five Prokim and Mishnayos. The Vilna Gaon has a correction at the end of the fifth Perek. It should appear the Mishnah Yiratzam Lofanecha Shibonim Bisam Yigdash B'mheir V'yameinu. And all the regular additions, we have it earlier in the middle, towards the end of the fifth Perek, but it really should be the end. We close the Pirkei Avos, but that Bakosha Yiratzam Shibonim Bisam Yigdash. And the sixth Perek is known as the Brisa of Kinyan Torah. It's not really part of the Mishnayos. And that's why it starts off Shana Chachamim B'lashon HaMishnah. Baruch Shebacha B'hem Ebim Mishnasam, because Perek Vav is only a Brisa. Why is it called the Brisa of Kinyan Torah? Because of this Mishnah towards the end of the sixth Perek, that the Mishnah lists off the Mem Chaz Dvarim Shatar Niknas B'hem. The Mishnah is going to tell us that's apparently an important theme in this sixth Perek, how to acquire a kinyan on the Torah. The commentaries raise the question, what do you need a kinyan for? There's a mitzvah tzitzis and a mitzvah tefillah, a mitzvah of matzah, a mitzvah of shofar, a mitzvah of sukkah, and a mitzvah of talmud Torah. What do you need a kinyan for? So many say that perhaps the answer is based on what we said in the Seder. And dayenu, ilik yevonu lefnei hasina velo nasalanu asatora dayenu. So many of the Mephoshim raise the question, if we would have come to Hasina without Matan Torah, so the whole Maimon Hasina would have been a waste of time. So what did you gain just by being there without Kabbalah Satur? So some explain, even the Kervona Lefnei Hasina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have proclaimed the Aseret HaDibros, would have given us all the Taryag Mitzvahs, but however, Lainasan Lono was HaTorah. He wouldn't have made us the Balabatim on the Torah. The Gemara tells us that when there's a Shaila, what the din is, the Bnei Yisrael are the Bailim. We are the Balabatim to Paskin. The Din, Loi Bashamayim Hi. The Malachim are not entitled to an opinion. The Rabbanu Shalom is not entitled to an opinion. For Loi Nosalana Satorah means he gave us the Torah. He gave us the Bailis on the Torah that we have the right to Paskin. So the Mishnah lists off all of the 48 parts to this Kinyan. How does one acquire a Kinyan on the Torah that he should be entitled to be a Balabas to give a Psak and Halachim? So the first of the 48 is Talmud, the way it says all the regular editions, Talmud. But apparently some of the Rishonim and some of the Acharonim must have had a Girsa Talmid. So Rav Soloveitchik had a famous drasha on Parshas Korach. He delivered in Eretz Yisrael when he was there as a candidate for the Rabbonis in Tel Aviv in 1935. And he would say that drasha from time to time. I'm sure it's printed in English, that what did Korach have against the mitzvah of Trelis? He came with a talah shekula Trelis. He wanted that you don't need chutei Trelis, all you need is lovin. Why didn't he want to have Trelis? What did he have against the Trelis? So he explained that the Rabbi Samson Rafa Hirsch has part of it, but not the whole pshat. The lovin strings represent those things that are very clear and obvious and understandable. We have the pasuk Chum Shefarso Hasimla Lieni Haskenim. So the Chazal have an expression Dvarim Uchuvarim Kisimla. In the days of Tanakh, a normal dress would be white, colorful dresses. That was a chiddush, but normally dresses would be white. The Ravid many times when he disagrees, but the Rambam writes Loi Mechuvar. Chivra means white. When something is clear, when we understand it, then it's Dvarim Uchuvarim. Dvarim Uchuvarim Kisimla. It's clear like a white dress. So lovin represents those things in life that we do understand. And Trelis is daimel kis yakoved that nobody really understands anything about. So that was what Korach said, kolay the kulam kidoshim. Everybody stood at Har Sinai. Everybody can paskin on their own. We don't need a Rebbe. So that, you don't always need Trelis. For those who don't have enough lovin, not everything is clear to them. So they need Trelis to represent that you need a Rebbe. But for those who know everything, so what do you need Trelis for? So that was exactly what the Rabban Shalom said. That's not correct. Everybody needs a Rebbe. And even if one's Rebbe passed away already, a person should always try to figure out, what would my Rebbe have said if this issue would have come up? What would have been my Rebbe's opinion? Everybody has to feel that he's a Talmud. And some of the Mefarshim on the Mishnah say that we refer to Talmid Chachamim, we refer to them as Talmid Chacham. A Talmud of a Chacham. We don't use the expression Chacham. By the Sfarim they do, but by the Ashkenazim, we usually call a person a Talmud Chacham. A person should always want to be in the Bechina of a Talmud. should always be searching. Maybe someone else has some good idea to teach me. Person should always have curiosity. He should never feel as if he knows everything there is to know and he's finished already and he's completed and he retired. Should always feel that you're a Talmid. Even according to the Girsa that we have, Talmud, so the Mefarshim still say that that's what it means. A person should always make himself like a Talmid and always be searching for more and never be satisfied with what he has. Okay.